It's time for Arts News. Hello, Claire Nichols.
Hello, Michael. I hope you've got your jazz hands ready because I've got some exciting news for you from Tasmania.
Woody.
You and I, Michael, will be able to go to the inaugural Australian Musical Theatre Festival in Launceston next year. This is a brand new event that's just secured 5 years of funding from the Tasmanian government. The very first of these festivals will run over 4 days in May next year. And festival manager Jane Forrest told me some of what we can expect.
Basically, it'll be around connecting with other musical theatre fans, learning new skills and developing skills and celebrating the genre. So we'll have workshops and masterclasses with, you know, high-profile musical theatre professionals from the industry and the schools. We'll have big public performance events. We're inviting some, you know, high-profile musical theatre celebrities down to the festival to, you know, to run some sessions and also hopefully to perform in Launceston. And then we're also going to be taking the festival out and about to Launceston and surround. So there'll be lots of opportunities for, you know, public singing and in our amazing natural landscapes that we have in Launceston and in Tassie. So, and a party. There's definitely going to be a party atmosphere.
Well, I love a good party, Claire. I wonder if this festival could be used to develop, you know, new Australian works.
Do you know, I asked Jane Forrest the exact same question.
In the first year, our focus will be on getting a festival established. So, you know, probably not in the first year, but our aim is to definitely foster that in future years. And in fact, there's a brand new Australian small-scale musical being developed right here in Launceston by one of our professional theatre companies and a local Tasmanian playwright at the moment. So we really hope that in future years, you know, stuff like that that's independent and uniquely Tasmanian or uniquely Australian can actually be celebrated and brought to life through the festival as well.
Jane Forrest there from the new Australian Musical Theatre Festival. And who knows, Michael, maybe Tasmania will become the new breeding ground for Australian musicals.
Well, let's hope so. Bring them on. Now, speaking of Australian musicals, although not one that tells an Australian story, the stage version of Moulin Rouge is about to, burst forth on Broadway.
Well, on June 28 next year, it's set a date for its Broadway debut. So this is the musical. It's produced by the Australian company Global Creatures. It's based on Baz Luhrmann's movie, but I've told you, I think before, that Baz isn't directly involved in this production. So it's been playing in Boston lately. It's had some good reviews there, actually, Michael. Ben Brantley from the New York Times described it as smart, shameless, and extravagantly entertaining. So we'll keep an eye on how it's received when it makes the big move to Broadway in June next year.
I think that should be your motto and my motto. We're smart, shameless, and extravagantly entertaining, Claire.
Ta-da! Yes.
All right, let's come back to Australia. The country's big orchestras, how much Australian music are they going to perform in the coming year?
Do you know, this is a topic that the Australian composer Ian Whitney is really passionate about. Now, Ian is a writer of contemporary classical music. He formerly worked at the Australia Council. And about 4 years ago, this guy, Ian, decided to take it upon himself to start an annual survey of programs of the country's major orchestras and opera companies. So basically what he does is he goes through all the season brochures that have just come out for the coming year, and he tallies what percentage of Australian works are advertised in that brochure for the next season. So Ian himself will be the first to admit that this is not the most scientific method. There are things that are missed, but it does give a general idea of how much Australian content is being programmed from year to year. Here's Ian.
I'm not sort of coming at this to bury the classical repertoire. You know, there's 400 years of great music, but that doesn't mean that that music sort of takes priority, or to make space for that music, we have to exclude the music of our own country.
So, Claire, what has he learned, Ian Whitney, there? What orchestra has the most Aussie content for 2019?
Well, I might let Ian Whitney announce his winner.
Well, on raw pure numbers alone, it's Queensland Symphony Orchestra, which is quite exciting for me because I'm originally from Brisbane, but the hometown orchestra has usually, in my method, come out pretty poorly. I think this is the first year they were not at the bottom, and they've shot to the top by some margin.
So according to Ian's stats, Queensland Symphony Orchestra has Australian music making up 11% of its advertised season for 2019. That's up from just 1% last year. But across the board, Michael, it hasn't really changed from year to year, just 6% Australian content across the country's major orchestras.
So come on, Aussie orchestras, we want to hear more Aussie tunes. Claire Nichols there with Arts News.